Shem Wise Bart.
Should be very similar to the case of, what do you call it, where you have a pillowcase or whatever, and the feathers have come out, and now you want to put new stuffing inside it. So the halacha is that to put the old stuff that was inside it back in again, that's mutter. Yeah, so we said, who had in the shoelace comes out, to put it back in this, in your shoe, that's mutter to do. We weren't sure exactly the svara why. It looks like it's very, since it was once together beforehand, and now it comes out, it's not called making a new kelis. It's a chiddush. It's hard to, I must say, I couldn't really find the svara so clearly why that case is mutter. But the ma'aser, the poskim say, that's clear from the case of the Shulchan Aruch, in the case of the Gemara, that the feathers that come out, you can put them back in the same one. Exactly what the svara is, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, let's still try and look around a bit for it.
Told us that when you put the cushion, when you put the feathers back,
zip up is a... Well, when I say that, yeah?
Because
if the
scuffle...
No, but that's true. The shoe, there's what you put back in your shoe. You don't want to take it out again anymore.
Well, the same day you take it out. Cushion, you leave the...
Well, no, shoelace. You put a shoelace back in the shoe. Out. You don't take the shoelace out. You undo the shoes, but you don't take it out.
When you put the looking back into the cushion...
Yeah.
Be careful not to seal it up.
Why? That's not a shayla tovah. That's a different shayla completely. That's nothing to do. That's even talking about, let's say, the feathers were in the cushion before Shabbos. And now on Shabbos, you want to zip it up for a long time.
Yeah.
That's a different shayla. The ma'aser, many possible holes, zipping up is not a problem, yeah? Zipping up is always called temporary. It's never called, even though you might intend to leave for a long time, many possible holes. Yeah? That could be. I have to be closer. That's true. It's not possible. That's also a lot of possible holes, like the butter. Zipping out the washing. We spoke about a raincoat, where you've got a lining in a raincoat, the washing in the winter, you want to put it in the lining. In. So I'm saying many possible hold that case is takamotza. Some people hold it, could be a problem, but the nice thing, many, many possible holds are right. Zipping is always a temporary thing. This is a shiloh over here of making a keli. You're making the pillowcase, you're making the pillow, you're making the quilt, you're making the shoe. But it seems if the shoe, this was once in the shoe, just to put it back together, that's already much better. So we said, who are they blowing up a bed? Let's talk about a bed first of all, or a beach ball. So who are they? This is also very similar, really. This bed is, well, the first time you put air in it, you could say it's a problem, because you're making a cake for the first time. So some poskim takas say that it's taka a problem. To make a bed for the very first time, this blow-up mattress for the very first time, or to make a beach ball for the very first time, it's taka a problem. Some poskim hold on that. That's what Rosh Hashanah seems to go that way. But he learns that once air has been inside it, even though it's deflated, and now you put new air inside it, that's mutter, because new air is the same as old air. Others seem to hold, or false seems to learn, even if it's for the first time you're putting this air in, that's also okay. Since the whole thing's very flimsy, it's not very strong, it doesn't resemble at all makapatish, therefore that's okay. That's what we said yesterday, more or less, yeah? Okay. And then we said, well, I think also very important, things that are clearly temporary, they're only meant to be a short-term thing, then that's mutter, as long as it's not very firm. So we said, for example, a belt and trousers, a knife with interchangeable blades, that's all mutter. Another interesting thing we have to speak about is a bit more arika. It's very interesting. People ask this, very. It's a common question, actually. These people have to take a, what's it called? Not an inhaler. Yes, an inhaler. Someone's got asthma. So you have to put a capsule into a little container.
You don't have to, it's there.
Yeah, let's say it runs out. Let's say the capsule runs out. You want to put a new one in. You want to put a new capsule in. Is that a problem of making a cake? It's a new capsule which you're making now inside. It's a problem. So the ma'aser, there's two problems there. One is you're making a hole, so we have to speak about barikas, about making a hole. And one is, are you making a new keli? The ma'aser, I'm making a new keli, that's a heter, that's mutter, because it's only a temporary thing. Everyone knows it's not a permanent thing to stay. Or making a hole also, we'll see that better term, that's also mutter. That's the case, it's like a mutter to do on Shabbos. Yeah, it's not called a proper fixture, and therefore that's mutter to do.
Definitely most people
have
an inhaler.
Yeah. How do you know it might run out? What do you mean? I can have a new one.
You can get it,
but sometimes you get just the actual piece. Yeah, it could be. I mean, you can have it, the whole thing. Okay, well, so let's move on to the next one about Tevilas Keli on Shabbos. Very interesting, actually. What would you say about yourself while starting? Can you Tevil a Keli on Shabbos?
Why does it Keli? The Keli is the same, just spiritually.
You can't use it.
Yeah, because if you use it one time.
Oh, I hope someone would say that. You came to the right shear. Right, so let's start from the beginning. Very interesting halacha this actually. are you allowed to use, so let's start, is this keli, can you use this keli as it is without being toped?
You can use
paper you can use, paper keli you can use. So a metal keli or a glass keli, and you want to use it just a one time use before you actually tobe. You haven't got time to go to the mikveh, can you use it just for a short term? No, the answer is you can't. If it's a metal keli or a glass keli, there's no heter, one time use. One time use is a heter, you're right. If the keli was made for that, that means the aluminium, which disposes. Yeah, but that's, it's made, they make it for once. They make it for once. We need them, maybe other people as well, decide to use it more than once. But what they are, they're disposable. They're not meant to be reused. It's really made for short-term use. That's the whole essence of the keli. That's what they make it for. And therefore, that's a different thing. When you have a keli, which is a proper keli, and you decide that you want to get rid of it after once, that's not a heter. So a maaser, you can't use this keli on Shabbos. That's, you can't use a keli that's not been tobled. That is the halacha, whether it's metal or whether it's glass. In fact, many people tell you, Lamosha, the people I've got, they go to relatives or whatever, for example, who are not shown the Shabbos or whatever, and often they don't tobel keli. So you go there and they give you food to eat. What are you supposed to do? So you ask me, if you can't trust them, how can you trust them on the food? Yeah. So that the answer is, many people tell me, that you can see, they've got all the food packaging, from Mahzika, Das, whatever, that they've undone and put on a plate. But I say, it's a problem, how can you eat from that plate? Yes, and Washington say that they've got tin soup, I don't know what from, I don't know which other hechsher, but that's hechsher. And then they cooked it, and now they put it into, what do you call it, into a plate. So that's a problem. Well, it's not really a worry. Most people, a lot of people know that hasn't been done. It's not a worry. It's a very good tool. I mean, you can't eat from it. You can't use it. You can't eat it. So you mustn't use a keli that hasn't been tobled.
Can you use the
goyis? This is Chazal asked it. Chazal didn't let you use it. Yes, it's an interesting point. That's what it is. But Chazal don't let you use it. It's interesting. It's quite right, Moshe. You go to a goyish hotel, you want a cup of drink there, a Coca-Cola there, whatever, that you can have. No problem. You can use a goyish keli. To have a drink from, provided there's no Ace of Tarbas, obviously, yeah. Right? But to use a Yeeds Kaylee, or someone who's not from,
whatever it is.
Oh, we're coming to it. You know, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah,
okay. We'll see what you can do, Lamai. We'll come to this other. I'm saying, Lamai said, well, that's the basic Nakud over here, is that a Kaylee, which has been metal or glass, which has been bought, and you've not managed to tow it, you may not use it. So the shayla now is, are you allowed to tobe it on Shabbos? So this is actually a very interesting commandment. If you're in Be'er, you've almost got four different reasons why you're not allowed to tobe a keli on Shabbos. Based on these reasons, it'll make a practical enough commandment, actually. I just want to go through it very quickly with you here. Shein Chav Gimel. Shein Chav Gimel Siv Zayin. Let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. Mesechtos Be'er, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says you must tovel a keli tomei on Yom Tov. Rabbah says the reason is Shema Yavirei Dadav Shusarabim. If we let you tovel on Yom Tov, we're scared that you might get carried away, and you might carry it. Because there Yom Tov after Shabbos. If we let you tovel things on Yom Tov, so we're scared that you might tovel on Shabbos as well. If you go tovel on Shabbos, you might carry the item going to the mikveh. Reason number one. Yeah, but that's very good, but that could be a low plug, because you're quite right, good idea. You're a good rabbi. Rabbi says that could also be a problem. That's number one. Because area number two is, Abyeus says, Shema Yischot, that you might squeeze the keli. The keli which became Tommy might squeeze it. Don't forget, keli which was Tommy could be a beggar or something, yeah? No, it's not Tommy. Let's say a beggar. A beggar became Tommy, so make it onto other keli. Then you've got Rabibi says that you might delay the keli for travelling until Yom Tov and Shabbos, where you've got plenty of time, and you might forget and use it beforehand. Interesting. Then you've got number four, is Nira Kamasakan keli. It looks like a tikkun. Beforehand you couldn't use this keli, and now you can. Nira Kamasakan keli. Looks like you're Masakan keli. The Mechaba actually paskas its mutter. A case where the keli is not Tommy, but you want to travel it, mutter lahat the keli chodesh haton tzvila. You're allowed on Shabbos. Mechaber says it's mutter, one shitter. The first shitter of Mechaber is mutter. Ve'aloch explains over here, because he's learning, I can't remember which gazeri he learns that though we paskin like, The Rif holds, we pass in like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbibi, that's number 2 and 3, that Shema Yischot, that's not a Gezerah by Al Kalim, by Tavilas Kalim, is no Gezerah. And number three is he'll use it by mistake. We're not worried about that. So he, the Machal passes the butter. The Machara carries on, and the Yesh Oistrin. So Machal brings 2 days, actually, yeah? Machal brings 2 days. The Machal himself carries on, the Yereshimayim Yetzes Kulam. Yereshimayim should be Yetzes this problem. He should get out of this problem. What's the eighth to get out of this problem? Yeah, obviously, if you take the hair shabbos, it's posh, yeah? That's shine, exactly, right. My friends, I must tell you, you're laughing at this case, but you must realize, people go on holiday, for example, in the middle of the countryside, in the middle of nowhere, and the marshal, let's say, something of theirs breaks, a knife breaks. So they bought a new knife before the holidays, but they haven't had a chance to throw it yet. Shai is now, what can you do? You're stuck. So this is relevant to them as well. So the Machabas says, very interesting answer. The Machabas says, what you should do is, Yitain HaKelein Yehudi, give the utensil to a non-Jew. Give the cane to a non-Jew, but Matol is a present. That's a Kiddush. Normally, you can't give presents on Shabbos. We don't allow to give presents on Shabbos. Here in the Mishnah, we're explaining, because it's a Tzorah of Shabbos, it's a Tzorah of Mitzvah, you need this cane to use, obviously. And you've got no other Eitzah, there's no Mikvah, you've got no other Eitzah. So what you should do is, the Eitzah is, says the Machabah, give it to a non-Jew from Matana, the Yachzav Yishlenim, and then go and borrow off him. That means, like I said to you before, if a non-Jew's got a utensil, and you borrow the utensil off him, you don't have to table it. So now, let's say someone's bread knife broke on Shabbos. He's got no knife to cut his challah. He's got a brand new one that's been in the packaging, hasn't been tabled. What he should do is, on Shabbos, he takes that brand new knife, he goes to his neighbor, non-Jewish neighbor there, he says, I want to give you a present. Take this to the inquiry. He takes it. Can I borrow off you? He says, yes. And then you can borrow off of that. I must say, I once made a mistake. I was going to have once a hold of a full container. Some people are mucking to toilet somehow. So I had the cleaning lady came to me. So I said to her, can I ask you a favor? Can you acquire all these full containers? She said, yeah, just picking them all up. I said, can I have them back? Can I borrow them? She said, oh no, she says, they're mine now. So I was in a bit of trouble there, yeah. So she didn't want to give them back to me. Anyway, I cancelled that deal. But, oh, you're right. Well, it's a Mecca Torah. I would never have given it to her. So here's an interesting thing. So what you're doing over here is what you do is you give it to her, you give it to the non-Jew, and then you borrow it off the non-Jew for a short term. The Tassel says you can't do it long term like this, because long term it's nearer like yours, and therefore you have to
borrow it
anyway. Yeah, and after Shabbos, you can say, can I have my chavis back? Yeah, so that's answer number one. That is what a Machaber himself said you should do. Yerei Shemayim, what you should do is, the best thing that Yerei Shemayim do is to what you call a Machaber's answer is, that you should give it to a non-Jew as a present, and then after, and you can use it on Shabbos as it is, and then afterwards he takes it back off the non-Jew. Obviously, afterwards, when he takes it back from a non-Jew, he has to tobe it now, right? So it's Kenyan now.
Yeah.
He has to tobe it.
Can you do a
kinyan on Shabbos? You can't do kinyan on Shabbos. But Tzorech Mitzvah over here, the Matana, we have the Mishnah Berurah you're allowed to do. Mishnah Berurah, we start over here. You're giving it to him. You're not supposed to give a present on Shabbos, you don't do either, yeah? Unless the Tzorech Mitzvah. So a little bit of an S will be given over the Tzorech Mitzvah to be mucking to someone to do the Mitzvah. You're allowed to give over. But generally speaking, you shouldn't give a present. Okay? He's got a whole shad about it. There used to be the Chassanim. They used to be in Shul, and what the meaning was, he used to give them a present on Shabbos. The Mitzvah boys, yeah, the whole thing, it's a whole question of how you can do it. They all ask questions. That's terrible. But I'm saying the excellent thing of giving a present actually is not so simple on Shabbos. That's a Tzorech Shabbos, so Yom Tov, Moshe, yeah? I once had someone come to me in the Moshe, he was using an Eros, he came to me, he bought me a bottle of wine. So I was thinking, like, can I take the bottle of wine off him? The Mitzvah, for food purposes, you're allowed to actually make a kidney on Shabbos. There's not a problem. On Shabbos, Yom Tov. No, you didn't leave without using it. Once it's a Tzorech Shabbos, it's mutter. Even without anything, it's like a chiddush. But Kitzah, so the first thing is give it to a non-Jew. Give it to a non-Jew as a present, and then you borrow it off the non-Jew, and after Shabbos, what you should do is take it back off him, and you have to table it then, yeah?
Yeah,
so say it's a present for, I'm giving it to a present for after Shabbos. For a short term. Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Not if it's food. Food.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, but the man's not clear. Right, someone asked over here, listen, bring someone over here. What about me? Let's say there's no goy available. Can you be mafkia the keli? Can you make the keli hefka? That means a person says, an interesting shy is actually, someone's got a keli which he can't tovel, and he needs it badly. So he says, you know what, this keli is hefka. What? Who does he want? All right, find three people. Yeah, it's a good shayla actually. My hefka pasuk has to be drawn from someone. It could be min atzmoy. That's a shayla. Min atzmoy pasuk works better than min atzmoy.
What?
When you buy it, you think shazman. That's a joke. I think it's a joke. You paid for it. I think no. Yeah, that's another 80s
tour, man.
Another
80s.
That's the song. It's a chiddush, right? Some poskim say it's not poskim. Some people say it's eitzer electric kelim. Yeah, not many poskim don't like these eitzers. It says it's a joke really what you're doing, especially if you're using it for a long time. The Taz says, oh, for Shabbos you mean? Shabbos maybe. Maybe for Shabbos you could do it. Possibly you could do Shabbos. Yeah, we're talking about on Shabbos. He's reading on Shabbos. Got a problem, yeah? So can you be mafkari on Shabbos? So he brings it over here. Well, after the kelim condition, we start with Shabbos, but loy tzvila. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes she'osa. It doesn't work. It looks like you've been chosen on the hefka. The fact that you're using it. The car market was shas of chak tzidda shiachar afkir. It was mummy shiachar afkir.
I think it's about self to be quite ready for the post, but in England.
Yeah. I tell you, we should write a book on these things. Very good. Would it work today, sir? Can you be kind of... Well, what if you do Zika for a goy? What if you do Zika for a goy? It's a very good eight, sir. It's a very good trick. But I wonder if it worked. Maybe you could do a Zika for a goy. I'll have to check it out. I'm telling you, I wonder if it works. I'm not sure it works. I think you could do a Zika for another yeed. I don't know if you can do a zikr for a goy. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I want to do that.
You also have to say ten. Yeah, you can't do it. Yeah. He says, Mishaz Atchat, you can do this. The Maestro of Eliyashu says, you can't even mafkir. Someone's static with mafkir. So the Maestro, bottom line is, someone's static with mafkir. The Ramah carries on with a Moedic Eitz this. So that's Eitz number one. The Ramah is talking about, let's say, on Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, you can carry things, says the Ramah. Another eitzah, emu keli shiroi lemanus b'mayim. If it's a keli which is fitted to fill water up with, yemalenu mayim and a mikvah osle tefila. He says, you know what you do? You've got a shikol. Someone's got a glass cup that he needs to toivel. So what he does is he goes to the mikvah. Let's talk about yontif for the time being. Or we've got a place in Eidah we got there. He goes to the mikvah. He dips the cup in the mikvah, comes out with the water full, and he goes home with it. Or takes it to a room. Anyone who's looking thinks the person wants to drink some water from there. Doesn't look like he's done a tefillah. That way, you've avoided that nira kamasaki. No. As long as it doesn't look to the onlooker, it looks like you've taken the water to drink from or to use for something, then there's no nira kamasaki.
It's weird. It's not okay to make the take water to drink. It's
weird. We have to wash down. Yeah, I had to wash your hand. That'd be tough to drink. So wash your hand. Oh, we have to really stop Ezra next time. Ezra. All right, sorry.